It is February 27th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. I'm also going to read the whole listing of the headlines in the lead section. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. As the SIBO is approaching its 50th anniversary, it shared on LinkedIn the memoir of the late Joe Sullivan, the founding president of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. The Financial Times editorial board has an editorial this morning titled, "Goldman Sachs Has Lost Its Way." It was not the title that caught my eye or the reference to the firm's notoriety as the vampire squid. Rather, it was the pithy subheadline of the Wisdom of Solomon's Strategy Will Be Weighed by Investors. The big read this morning in the Financial Times is about European defense policy being impacted by the Ukraine-Russia war. The title of the piece is "Arming Ukraine: How War Forced the EU to Rewrite Defense Policy." The subheadline is "Brussels ripped up its playbook with a bold move to use a recently formed fund to send billions of euros in weapons to Kiev." The CME Group is looking for a manager of corporate communications in Chicago. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. The Norm Singer Open Outcry Traders History Project video received a large number of online likes since it was posted on various exchange trading groups on LinkedIn and Facebook, echoing the large impact Singer had on training and giving starts to a great many traders across multiple exchanges. Dan Pritchard is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Dan is a longtime industry professional who is a managing director of Onyx Solutions, but has seen time at Born Tech, ELX, and the Chicago Corporation, among other venues. Thank you to Dan and all who have given and all who have yet to support our efforts to preserve industry history with our various video series. To highlight the important work and successes of women in financial services, the Security Traders Association, STA, Women in Finance recently launched a new series of interviews with women in the industry who aim to inspire the next generation of women in finance. The series starts off with an interview with Jennifer Nayer, President and CEO of Sterling Trading Tech. You can learn more about it on the STA website and read the interview with the link in today's newsletter. Join the Sustainable Stock Exchanges Initiative on March 2nd and 3rd for two free global webinar trainings on financial reporting aligned with the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, that's TCFD, the foundation for upcoming ISSP standards. TCFD 101 provides an overview of what climate-related reporting is and why it is important. TCFD 102 looks at best practices and case studies. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. ED23 Leadership Through Crisis is March 1st and 2nd. AT133 Houndswitch Events Venue in London. The event has three theme stages: strategy, net zero, and action, combined with eight interactive workshops. The keynote is Green Finance and Investment, Seizing the Business Opportunity, given by Dr. Steve Howard, Chief Sustainability Officer, Temasek. View the agenda and register for this in-person only event with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video. Broadridge Chief Product Officer Martin Koopman has a lot going on. John Lothian News interviewed Martin Koopman, Chief Product Officer of Broadridge, about his new position at the firm and the different businesses Broadridge is known for and expanding into. Koopman and Broadridge have a lot going on. Broadridge has been known for capital markets and is best known for its clearing technologies, Koopman said. They're also known for their investor communications business, focusing on regulatory communications. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried cosplayed as a genius. The facts reveal his incredible stupidity. One nagging question about Sam Bankman-Fried and his FTX crime family has always been, what was the endgame? Given the incredible extent of the theft taking place, how did Bankman-Fried and his inner circle of co-conspirators foresee escaping their giant con with their freedom and dignity intact? New charges filed Thursday against the disgraced effective altruist support the idea that he hoped to curry enough favor in Washington, D.C. to somehow escape the consequences of his actions. My comment. The shorts, t-shirts, and sneaker. The Einstein hair. Yep, he cosplayed it all right. Here's a story from USA Today. Now that's one giant penguin, fossilized bone of 340-pound monster bird discovered in New Zealand. Paleontologists have discovered gigantic fossilized penguin bones on the coast of New Zealand, according to a study published in the Journal of Paleontology. Only a few bones were found, but it was enough for scientists to determine their size. The penguin species, named Kumamanu fordusu, was found in the Otago region in New Zealand's South Island. My comment, they're supposed to be small and cute. Now they're part of my nightmares. Here's a story from Bloomberg. To regain trust, the news media need objectivity. Being objective will also help in the search for truth, which reporters claim to be interested in. Authorities in the news industry, whose reputation is near a record low, have a novel idea to restore public faith in their work. They can improve trust, they say, by renouncing objectivity. That is not something that would have occurred to me. In a recent column in the Washington Post, the paper's former executive editor, Leonard Downey, said that in the quarter century he was a top editor, he never understood what objectivity meant. The piece quotes other notable journalists saying much the same. My comment, I don't believe there is such a thing as objective. We all have our biases. The best we can do is try to be balanced and give voice to multiple sides of a story. However, sometimes in stories, the hateful, racist, or evil sources don't deserve a platform to elevate their message or normalize it. There is a conundrum of trying to be fair and do what is right in journalism. It is also important to fully disclose one's biases. If I am writing about how I hate Indiana University, it is important to know that I went to Purdue, and so on. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story on Friday was billionaire financier Thomas H. Lee found dead of self-inflicted gunshot wound in New York City office, sources from the New York Post. Second was new SBF indictment docs just dropped from the Financial Times. Third was a tie between the NFA notice, NFA's board of directors re-elects Maureen C. Down to serve as chair, and Bloomberg's first, DeSantis took on Disney. Now he's coming for Wall Street. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. Wall Street's ChatGPT nightmare is over before it starts as banks crack down. Traders experiment but quickly find AI systems limits. JP Morgan, Goldman, Citigroup restrict access to the technology. In a dark time for humans on Wall Street, banks fire traders en masse as artificial intelligence models like ChatGPT take over bond and commodity markets that were once too tough to automate, but not yet, and maybe not ever. Wall Street banks are taking steps to limit or prohibit its use, including JP Morgan Chase & Company, Bank of America Corp., and Citigroup, Inc. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, how Singapore stacks up against Hong Kong in Battle of Asia Hubs. Hong Kong has lost ground to regional rival Singapore, according to a Financial Times analysis of real estate prices, air traffic, and other indicators underlying the challenge the Chinese territory faces as it reopens to the world after years of pandemic controls. In recent weeks, John Lee, Hong Kong's chief executive, has launched a campaign to convince the world that despite COVID-19 and a brutal security crackdown, the Chinese territory is not only open for business, but remains Asia's premier financial center. And then here's a story from The Telegraph. Xi and Putin have declared a new Cold War. Our global order is in deep trouble. It is now more protectionist than ever and more divided than at any time since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Our post-Cold War complacency has seen autocratic states multiply in recent years. Now China and Russia are openly pioneering a competing vision, a post-West world order that we cannot afford to ignore. Many commentators missed it, but President Xi Jinping's decision to send China's most senior diplomat to Russia in the week of the anniversary of Vladimir Putin's barbaric invasion of Ukraine marked a turning point, a line in the sand. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. The inherent flaws of corporate bond ETFs, the investment vehicles, present a worrying systematic vulnerability. The world of ETF academia is a rarefied one, but the spat it hosts are no less heated than those in the better-known field of macroeconomics. This month, a paper led by a quartet of academics from three business schools, Columbia, Chicago Booth, and Pennsylvania, set off a row about the niche of market liquidity of baskets of securities that underpin corporate bond exchange-traded funds. So here are some other headlines from the lead section of today. From the Financial Times, U.S. investors need to keep a much closer eye on everywhere else. From the Telegraph, we're watching one of the most spectacular technology implosions of all time. From Forbes, it's official, Twitter is trying to destroy itself. From the Arizona Republic, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints hid investments for 22 years, SEC said. From Reuters, Blackstone Schwarzman received over $1 billion in pay dividends in 2022. From Bloomberg, supply chains have healed yet their mark on inflation to endure. Bulk of goods transported under contract set at higher rates. Retail chiefs say worst is over, but price pressures remain. From the Financial Times, Goldman Sachs has lost its way. The wisdom of Solomon's strategy will be weighed by investors. Here's from Bloomberg. Germany faces $1 trillion challenge to plug massive power gap, about 250 gigawatts of new electricity capacity needed by 2030. Germany needs 43 soccer fields of solar power every day. Here's one from Bloomberg. Adani isn't the only Indian tycoon in trouble. Bondholders in Vedanta Resources, a highly leveraged mining group, are jittery about getting repaid next year. Here's one from the Wall Street Journal. Global financial watchdog suspends Russia's membership. The move marks first suspension of a country from the Financial Action Task Force. And then here's another one from the Wall Street Journal. Continuing sanctions against Russia mark tectonic shift. The U.S. and its allies put together a new kind of sanction strategy to cause maximum pain to Russia after its invasion of Ukraine a year ago. And then here's the final one from the trade. Euronext cautions on all funds acquisition, deal by no means certain. The group could withdraw its offer rather than enter into bidding war, sources close to the deal tell. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.